The allegations of detention for some 13 hours without charge, with residents reportedly told only that officers were searching for firearms, raises serious human rights concerns around the protection from arbitrary arrest or detention. Further, the presence of police at a private demolition, coupled with the group detentions and processing without subsequent charges, invites scrutiny of whether the operations were properly authorized, necessary, and proportionate, or whether they effectively facilitated the exercise in a manner that subordinate individual rights. I think the lack of public explanation from the Jamaica Constabulary Force heightens transparency and accountability issues. And with that in mind, the organization is calling on the JCF to provide clarity around why the police were present as part of what appears to have been a private demolition exercise, whether the detention of the men formed part of the demolition operation or was connected to a separate and independent police operation. And lastly, the legal basis under which the men were fingerprinted and photographed. It's important that we ensure that in the exercise of any function, it is done in a lawful manner that maintains human dignity.